You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 minutes till 11 a.m. here on this Friday, March 29th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. Joining us today is Michelle Christofferson from UMC. And Michelle, thank you for joining us on such short notice.
Absolutely. Glad to be here. Thank you.
So there's something really interesting going on over at UMC.
Yes. Well, actually, there's a whole bunch of things that are always interesting on campus. But today we're going to talk a little bit about the Allen and Frieda Peterson Community Garden. We are going to further develop that space, particularly over the last few years. We've had to rein in the size and scope of that space, particularly because of COVID and some different staffing efficiencies. But we've been working with our horticulture program. The University of Minnesota Crookston has the only horticulture four-year degree in the state of Minnesota specifically. So obviously we've got some expertise that we'd like to continue to utilize. And then we have a former community resident, Alan Peterson, and his wife, Frieda, were very strong proponents of growing food, master gardening, being engaged in the community. And so 10 years ago, actually, he and Dan Sadarsky and former city administrator Shannon Stassen began developing the garden that is adjacent to the Valley Tech Park, which is located on County Road 71, right across the street from the university, adjacent to the Valley Tech Park, and housed right between the equine paddocks and the Valley Technology Park and the offices for Extension and the Crookston Development Association. And so the space over the last few years has been about 135 feet wide by 35 feet deep. And in working with our horticulture department and the agriculture and natural resources department, we started looking at different opportunities to fund the space because it is actually owned by the city. Not many people realize that there is a nugget of acreage there or space that was sold to the city of Crookston in 1997 for $2,000 by the University of Minnesota Board of Regents. And so the Valley Tech Park and then this garden is the city-owned piece. However, based on the agreement that was put together with the city of Crookston in 2014 and with the city administrator and Dan Sadarsky, who at the time is a professor emeritus in our natural resource program, he and then Alan began growing food for the students on campus. And also, Alan and Frieda had an interest in making sure that students that were interested in horticulture and landscaping had an opportunity for some scholarships. And so we were able to secure some additional funding through a couple of grants. One is through the Crookston Visitors Bureau. They've provided us a $3,000 marketing grant, which is going to be fantastic for us to promote not just the garden, but events and activities that are going to be encompassing this garden experience, particularly for the community of Crookston and surrounding residents. And then we also received dollars from the Northwest Regional Sustainable Development Partnership, which is where Shannon Stassen is the executive director. At this time, we've been able to secure some funding for part-time student work so that we can hire a student worker, and funding that has been identified specifically for a full-time garden manager. That is actually the most expensive piece. The space itself is a wonderful space, but you gotta have someone to work it. And so right now what we'll have is a full-time garden manager who will begin on May 13th, as well as a full-time student worker. Half of those funds will be secured through the Northwest Regional Sustainable Development Partnership, and then the other half will be paid through the Alan and Frieda Peterson Horticulture Scholarship. So we have two full-time workers that are going to be preparing a production garden. The interest, because we have so many partners, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention them all, obviously we have the Agriculture and Natural Resources Department on the Crookston campus. We have the Horticulture Department We also have the Northwest Regional Sustainable Development Partnership. We are working strongly with Carrie Kirschbaum and Kayla Hansen at the Crookston EDA office. They've been great partners. The city, of course, through the city administrator Reynolds and the city council members. We also have contributions from the Northwest Research and Outreach Center, along with Walmart, and two other donors that have yet to be named because we're still working on some fine details. But in addition, we just recently submitted a Minnesota Department of Ag grant, along with a grant through the Crookston Area Community Fund. And so we're waiting to see what those dollars are or how they may be awarded. We will know by the end of April for those two entities. So we're very hopeful that some additional dollars will come into play, not only to help us further develop that space from 135 feet by 35 to as wide as 219 by 200. And so depending upon the dollars that we are awarded, we're very excited to not only develop the garden, but we're also adding community engagement through raised beds. And so we have an event on Thursday, April 4th, down at the Nest, just a block or so away, downtown 101 North Broadway, from 2 until 5. We're going to lease the remaining raised beds. They are 8 feet by 4 foot by 2 feet. They are $150 to lease for the summer. They will be available May 1st through the end of September. For $150 for that lease, that particular farmer will be able to also receive a produce bag from one of our partners, Walmart, to use during the summer to gather their produce or flowers, however they wish to plant in their raised bed. They also will get a $50 gift certificate to the Horticulture Department's annual plant sale, and that's coming up on April 24th, 25th, and 26th. Right now, we have 20 beds total. We have 9 of them leased already, so we're very excited about the interest, and we're thrilled about further engaging the community. The raised bed for the $150 lease also includes watering. Our garden manager will take care of the watering for that individual or individuals they may wish to partner together. 8 foot by 4 foot by 2 foot doesn't sound like a lot, but when you start growing produce or flowers and different organic plants, it might be something more than what just one person might want to undertake. So we're excited about the opportunity. What we really would like to do is get more members of the community out to campus. That's one of the initiatives. The second is to further explore having that garden manager engage in creating a production garden so that we can also start growing food not only for the Crookston campus students during the summer and in the fall, but we also will possibly look at working with the Care and Share and also the food bank, the North Country Food Bank. And so we do not want food to go to waste. We want to be able to provide that opportunity. So we will be at the farmers market on Thursdays downtown at the Red Shed or Red Barn. Our horticulture team, along with myself and student workers, will be there to provide produce sales. We're looking at growing some different types of organic plants. We'd like to have a pollinator garden out there. There's a discussion of maybe having a labyrinth, which would also be a very fun thing to engage and have people put together. The one donor that we are working with is interested in building a pergola. And so we're working out the fine details with that particular piece. We may have two there. What we really want to do is start getting people engaged in the community, not just to come out to the campus, but also come downtown. You'll notice, too, that we're collaborating with the Downtown Crookston Development Partnership. They've got an event in June. So that board itself is trying to create some excitement in different spaces in the community of Crookston. And so we're just thrilled to be part of it.
Yeah, it really sounds like a community is a really big part of not just this garden, but the initiative of the garden, too.
Right. And so the entire piece, we are excited about this year. So this year is, we're bringing it back because it's been 10 years since Alan Peterson Dr. Dan Sadarsky and Shannon Stassen kicked this off in 2014. So we're looking at the 10-year anniversary of this. That wasn't the motivation around it. The motivation was to try and get more people excited about being outdoors, thinking more critically about the services or the activities that the university has available that are free to many. We are looking at doing an art and garden walk on August 29th. Where we will be inviting the community out. Obviously, they're welcome at any time because our garden spaces and our flower beds are beautiful. Our facilities takes wonderful care of them. But we also want to showcase some of the art that we've been able to commission, showcase for some of our local artists, and then also for some of our alumni. And then we've received a couple of different donations from community members and then those that may be snowbirds that have left. And they would like to have that showcased on the Crookston campus. And so we're going to host a garden party, if you will, an art tour on August 29th. And so we're looking forward to that. So this garden, too, will have the excitement of not just walking through the campus and enjoying some light refreshments, but also live music, getting together with one another. The year, as we plan it, you know, a few of us that have been working on this, we started in mid-December. And so while it may be the 29th of March, I think, this has been 3.5 months of paperwork, and we're just excited for the snow not to be here. So we're looking forward to putting that pergola or pergolas down, working with the city, making sure that we've got the right distance from the highway, et cetera, because it's their space, but it's our labor. So we're thrilled for that partnership. What I'd really like to do is also talk to everyone that might be interested in thinking critically about how can we sustain this garden for years to come. And while these two grants, I believe, will aid us in that effort, I would really like people to come out and explore it while it's at its beauty. So that means come on out, not just once, but come out often and take a look at it. And if there's a way that you would like to engage, participate, or grow. I do believe that at some point we could open some plots there instead of just the raised gardens. We didn't want to bite off more than what we thought we could chew on this particular year. So there is an opportunity for advancement as this momentum of interest continues to grow. And everybody likes to eat fresh food. Everyone likes to engage in getting their hands dirty, I think, to some extent. But again, we'd like to take a little bit of that effort and provide some collaboration.
How important is it to have that community support? Because it sounds like you already have quite a bit of community support.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. The two donors that I have yet to name, and I'm unable to do that at this time, but they also have staff that part of their work effort in their business is to give back to the community. And so it's likely that when those pergolas are built and or plants or different I don't want to say trees because we're not going to plant trees in there. Different items that will be placed in that space. These businesses really want to engage their employees by showing that giving back to the community is important. And we're thrilled about that.
So how can people get involved in any sort of way?
Yeah, that's great. So I'll give you my phone number and my email. It's 218-281-8369. That's my phone number. We did have a couple of flyers that were just released through social media. I know not everyone has that accessibility. My email address is mcristo@umn.edu. If you call the campus and ask for Michelle, there's only two of us, so one of us would be able to get you in touch with me. But right now, I'm the point person. I'm not the green thumb by any means. Mm-hmm. I am more of the logistics and making sure that we get the funding that's necessary to continue to move forward and that we have an experience for all that wish to participate.
We also have information on our website, KROXAM.com, as well. And, you know, what is the purpose of having this garden and having the garden beds and yes. also getting people out to the campus, as you had mentioned earlier?
Sure. So there were three reasons why we wanted to move forward with this and further develop the garden. One was to showcase the horticulture department because we are the only institution in the state that delivers a four-year degree in horticulture specifically. The second was to showcase our annual plant sale because we have so many people that wish to come out at different times during April and May and purchase flowers, purchase hanging plants, purchase their fruit plants and their vegetable plants. And so that is going to be on April 24th, 25th, and 26th. There will be additional dates for that plant sale because I know that the end of April still is a little chilly for some, but depending upon what varieties people wish to purchase, there will be additional plant sales in May. The third was to lift up the production garden that we have on campus, particularly because we serve the students through our catering contract, Sodexo. They buy the produce from the horticulture department. So what we grow is what they buy and feed our students. And so because we are only a 9-month institution, when it comes to students on campus, we still have students that live on campus, work in the community. We have international students that are here. We have athletes that arrive early in August. They need fresh food. And so the importance of food security was the other interest that we had, specifically for students that are on campus, but we also wanted to recognize that it's going to be available and provide that food at the farmers market on Thursdays downtown so that we're more of a participant at that event that happens every Thursday. Those are the three reasons why.
Let's recap what's going to be going on with the garden and the garden beds. And you'd already mentioned there's quite a bit of the beds that have already been reserved.
Yes, I'm so excited. So we have 20 raised beds, 8 foot by 4 foot by 2 foot. Contact me, 281-8369, to reserve your bed. They're $150, but you do get a $50 gift certificate to the plant sale on the Crookston campus. We will open up the garden on May 1st for those that do have their raised beds. Right now, we have 9 raised beds leased already, so I'm very excited. We have 20 available. If we need to, we may need to go a little bit larger, but that might not be this year just because of the scope. And again, it depends on those two other grants that we're waiting on to see how those how it ends up there. Next Thursday, if we have enough beds remaining, we'll have an event down at the Nest from 2 until 5 where people can come down, check out the space, also take a look at the garden on what we have tentatively drafted, not just for the production side of it, but for the raised beds. They can pick their raised bed space, and then we can provide them with that produce bag from Walmart, and then give them their gift certificate for the plant sale that happens at the end of the month, and then provide them the guidelines that we'd like them to adhere to during the course of the summer and into the fall as they've leased their space. We want to make sure that everyone understands that the water is being contributed by the city, as again, it's their space, but they are providing us that space as a learning lab. On May 9th, we have a group of students coming for the Northern Great Plains Youth Institute. It's part of the World Food Prize. Norman Borlaug is an alum of the University of Minnesota. He's passed and is deceased at this time, but he's the only Nobel Peace Prize winner for the University of Minnesota as an alum within the agricultural industry. He gave his money back to increase awareness about food security and how are we going to feed the world by 2030, right? So we have an official event on May 9th. So we have a group of high school students that are going to come and compete. And those students will also hear about this community garden and different aspects of what we're looking at expanding on, what Alan and Dr. Sidarsky and Shannon Stassen had started in 2014.
So what are some examples of people, of things that people can grow in these garden beds?
Yeah.
And also, how much are the garden beds? And let's say you want to go 50-50 with someone. Is that okay as well?
Absolutely. So the garden bed to lease it May 1st through the end of September is $150. You can split that three ways if you want. You can grow just about any type of produce or flowers. You could put pollinator flowers in there. You could put organic grasses in there if you wish. It's whatever you wish. We're looking at also, depending upon Mother Nature, because she is what will make it or break it for us. Mr. Mulvaney years ago used to have a flower show where community members would be able to bring their peonies or different flower varieties down to the Golden Link. and they would do a display, and people would be awarded ribbons in first and second and third place based on the look, the variety. We'd like to do something like that too. It's just going to be contingent on what we can get in the ground and when. And so by the looks of it, since we were spared from all that extra snow that the others in the state of Minnesota got, I believe that we'll be able to do something like that. But that's a what-if event. But yes, people can share the raised beds, of course. Watering is included. I want to make sure that people understand that. And there will be guidelines that we would like that person or group that wishes to lease, they could do that.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great way to, you know, spend your summer is to, you know, garden, get, you know, maybe even try some new things. If you're familiar with gardening, if you're not, it could be a way to get yourself into gardening. And also, like you had mentioned earlier, get yourself onto the campus as well.
Right on. And we've got experts that can help you with what you may wish to plant. And they might recommend not to plant some of those things too outside at a particular time. But nonetheless, that's it. That's the fun of it.
Another bonus to having one of these garden beds.
Right on.
Well, Michelle, thank you very much for joining us, and we look forward to chatting with you down the road.
Excellent. Thank you.
So that was Michelle Christofferson from UMC here on today's Valley Talk program.